Today is Tuesday, June 17th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Mascot Day. It's National Eat Your Vegetables Day. National Apple Strudel Day. National Root Beer Day. And last but not least, National Cherry Tart Day. My stepfather loves a cherry tart. Well, he loves a cherry pie. Anything cherry, really. I usually make him, because a cherry pie is, I used to think that I really needed to make the crust when I made a pie to make it really homemade. But I have since decided that I could do whatever the heck I want to do. And so a lot of times I'll just buy a frozen pie crust and use that. It's so much easier, and now I can do it. But normally, so I don't have to make a pie crust, I usually just do a cherry cobbler. Because I love the southern cobbler. That's very similar to what Tim in Alaska made, but it's not quite what Tim in Alaska made. All right, we have a voicemail, so let's just have a listen and see who that... I don't know who it's from, because it says unknown here, so... Let's have a listen. It's probably Scotty.
Adam, it's Scotty. You're of the Butler, and I'm driving home from church.
How did I guess?
Metropolitan Community Church. It's a church for gay people. Did you know that? So
I know they exist.
I don't know, for some reason, you go to a church that hates gays. But
well, there's not
a... Anyway, that's not why I'm calling. I'm calling about your recent... well, I am a little bit behind in listening to podcasts, so not that recent. Trip to Las Vegas and how... You know, you were saying that you sat in your room for like days and days and days. Listen, I'm not going to give you any crap about it because I kind of did the same thing when I was in Indonesia recently, in Kupang, in Timor, because I just got stuffed around trying to meet my sponsor child, my old ex-sponsor child, and I was just... there was nothing to do. It was a small town. I mean, wouldn't even hardly call it a city, although I think it's the capital. But, yeah, it was just a bit boring. And so, yeah, I sat in the hotel room and watched some things on my phone and read some of my electronic book. And, I felt like it was such a waste. But anyway, you do you.
So I feel like that was sarcasm because you were in a small town with nothing to do and I was in Las Vegas with everything to do. But I didn't sit in my room the whole time. I did get out and do stuff. I won $15 playing blackjack. I did the live show. I went to the Sphere. I went to the Eye or whatever it's called. The wheel, whatever that wheel is called. So I did a lot of things. But yeah, you do you and I'll do me. To quote what you just said. So yeah, I don't remember what I did on Sunday, but let's try to remember what I did on Sunday. Well, I 3D printed a thing because I'm going to be framing a photo of a frog that I 3D printed, and I'm going to be mailing it to Auntie Scott because I want to. I want to mail to Auntie Scott a picture of a frog that I have printed because I'm looking for excuses to use my 3D printer. And of course, I am still working on the ducks. I am still working on what am I going to sell and what am I going to do on Etsy? Like all of that kind of stuff is still being worked on in the background. But at the same time, I'm printing just gifts for people. I printed coasters for my stepdad for Father's Day. And so I've printed a couple of things, but now I've got to find the perfect. The thing is, now that I'm doing all this crafting, I'm always having to find these weird parts, these weird crafting parts. And I know I'm supposed to go to Michael's. I know I'm supposed to go to Michael's, but there's not a Michael's close to me. And so it's hard. It's hard to find crafting supplies and frames and stuff like that. But anyway, I need a picture frame. So I'm going to have to find time to go to Michael's and get a picture frame because I feel like that's going to be my best bet is, you know, going to Michael's, which is only about, I don't know, half an hour from me, but it's not close for sure. It's not close. So I 3D printed some stuff, and on Sunday, got up, went to church, got to church about 5 minutes before the service started, so I had to run in there, but made it, and did one service, and then I went to Walmart and bought a, what did I buy? I just realized I forgot to edit something out of the mix. I bought a Father's Day card. I think that's it. I bought a Father's Day card. Something else, but I can't remember what the other thing was. I was looking for rubber feet. So that's the thing. I frames, but also these coasters I needed those rubber feet for, which I ordered from Amazon. But I was looking at every place I could think of for rubber feet, and I just could not find them. So I bought them on Amazon. So they're supposedly they were delivered today. I've got to check. But now it's going to be a month before I put them on there, because that'll be the next time I'm at my parents' house and I remember. The other thing is remembering to do it. So went to Walmart, looked for rubber feet, but ended up just getting a Father's Day card, and then took that over to my parents' house. I thought my stepdad was going to be at church, because normally he goes to church, but he wasn't there. Or he was home. He was not at church. And so I gave him the coasters. I think he loved them. And I told them, I said, I'm so sorry. I said, I told some of my friends that my parents must feel like I've reverted back to a five-year-old bringing home those pottery ashtrays for their parents. And they laughed. So they said, no, we love everything you've brought us. They're so cool. yeah, whatever. So I did that and then went back and played the second service. And then I got Popeyes for lunch because I got blackened chicken strips. I didn't want to cook lunch. And so I just got blackened chicken strips, and they're low calorie, you see. And we had lunch, and then we're watching Outlander. So we watched a little bit of Outlander. We're now starting to plan for Switzerland. So we've been watching Switzerland YouTube videos. We haven't even gone to Scotland yet, and we're planning Switzerland, but it's his 40th birthday trip. Normally we wouldn't take two trips that close together, but for birthdays, it's different. Especially if it's a milestone birthday. So we've been planning for Switzerland. So we kind of sat around, we watched Outlander, we planned a little bit for Switzerland, we watched videos on the Switzerland rail pass, I think I told you guys that, and I mowed the lawn, and it was too wet. It was really too wet to be mowing the lawn, but I really had to mow, because I didn't want to mow during the week. I hate to have to work all day long, and then as soon as my day's over working, I have to go out and mow the lawn. I did not weed eat, I did not edge, which I should have done. But I feel like we won't get kicked out of the neighborhood if I don't weed eat or edge. But if I don't mow the lawn, I'm at least going to get a fine. There was something in the newsletter or whatever for my HOA, and they said they were looking for volunteers to be on the violations committee. I assume if I'm on the violations committee that, you know, there's a little leeway as to my own violation. So maybe that could be something I could think about. Anyway, so we did all of that. And then I cooked dinner. I cooked the cashew chicken. I made it on Throwing Down at one point. But anyway, so I made the cashew chicken. We watched Outlander, and that was all we did. That was the whole weekend. I recorded at some point, and that was it. And then today, as I'm recording this, I had a bunch of meetings as usual, and I actually got a lot done. I worked. I'm proud of myself because I really got a lot done today. I had things on my list that I wanted to get done. I banged them out. I had 100 and almost 200 emails. I got them down to 40. So I didn't get down to zero, but I got them down to 40. And then at the end of the day, they were at 70, because I get a lot of emails every day. And somebody's going to be out there going, that's all? You only got 40 emails today? Or, you know, from lunch until 5 p.m. But yeah, so I got all my emails cleaned up, or a lot of them. Hopefully I'm going to be able to finish that tomorrow. But I have a bunch of other stuff I have to do. I have a bunch of meetings tomorrow as well. So more stuff. And the last thing I did is I caved in and bought something. Surprise. I know. I haven't bought something in a couple of weeks. So why not? I have been thinking about those Meta Ray-Ban glasses. And last night, I was sitting on the couch. They were calling my name. I looked on the because I was talking to you guys, I think, about whether or not I was going to get the sunglasses or the clear. Because I didn't know, you know, am I going to be wearing them inside? Am I going to be wearing them outside? And I went to their website. They have transition lenses. So I got the transition lenses and everything's going to be perfect. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.